are free. For more information, call toll-free 1-866-SEE-JOYCE or visit us online at joycemeyer.org.
Thanks for listening today. Again, to order today's offer, just head to our website or call. Until next time, remember, glorify God and enjoy Him forever. This is the key to enjoying everyday life.
Godfrey Electric is a fourth-generation, full-service electrical contractor serving St. Lucie, Martin, Palm Beach, and Broward counties. Godfrey Electric specializes in industrial, commercial, and residential electrical service work. Godfrey Electric, an underwriter of the WCNO Ministry, is available on the web at www.godfreyelectric.com or at 561-833-3753.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
The word says, and this gospel shall be preached in all the world, and then the end shall come. Now this gospel of the kingdom. Now we're waiting on, people talk about how certain people groups have. Jesus was talking to those disciples then. If you read carefully, they reached all the known world in that 40 years. There was nowhere that had not heard the gospel. Read it yourself. It's there. Jesus was, so much was in that generation that we have allowed to be taken out of there and push forward somewhere. So you have a lot of people that live in fear. Hello, you don't know what's going to happen. Oh, looking for 666666666. 66. Look at that license plate, 666. Antichrist. Come on. Look at that barcode, 66. I ain't buying that, 666. You got all kind of crazy. When tell somebody again, the kingdom is here right now. See, the devil is good at identity theft. You got a good portion of the church trying to get something they already got, waiting on something to happen that's already happened. Weak when we should be strong. Wandering when we should be focused. Our whole mission and mandate is to establish the kingdom here. You know what? We're going to do that, and we may not be very well that generation that sees his second coming. We may not be the ones, but while we are here, we are to establish the kingdom in the earth. Amen. We're not looking to hurt him and try to get out of here and run from anything. No, we're here to establish the kingdom. We have a mandate to destroy the works of the devil. Hello? Wherever we go, whatever we do. But see, if you don't have that mindset, you'll put up with a whole lot of stuff. You'll put up with a whole lot of junk. You'll compromise a whole lot of things. But you got to understand, we've been mandated. We've been authorized. Amen. Tell somebody, you loaded for bear. Why are you playing games? You take out a bear, but you're shooting for squirrels. But see, chronologically, we don't understand what time we're in and who we are. Amen. And what God has given to us. Yeah, we'll put up with a lot of things, but we have to graduate tonight from petitioning to proclamation. Some things we need to stop asking for, and we need to start making a demand on the soil to produce it. Start speaking to things. You know, when the Lord spoke to them and said in Mark 11, if you say unto this mountain, you know, if you study that real close, the Lord is not just talking about speaking to a mountain. He's talking about, when you talk about mountains, you're talking about authorities. He said, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, you can say unto this mountain. See, what did the disciples do? The disciples turned upside down the whole government of Israel. The 12, they had that testimony. These men have turned upside down the known world. 12 of them that knew who they were, that weren't petitioning but making proclamations, Hello? They loved not their life unto death. They overcame by the blood of the Lamb. Hello? They preached the cross and Jesus resurrected. And they loved not their life unto death. And they were focused on what they were doing. And the world had to respond to it. See, sometimes some things aren't happening in your life because of your wavering, because of your uncertainty, because you don't know if it's the will of God or not. Look at somebody tell me, it is the will of God that you prosper, that you have dominion in every domain. Now stop compromising with everything else. That's the will of God for you. Now, if we're just petitioning, all the time, then God cannot be judicial. He cannot come down and do things that are pertaining to your petition. Yeah, he'll answer prayers, but understand what I'm saying here. There are certain things we need to say. Amen. Certain things we need to decree with our mouth and not take it back and not compromise. Amen. In the sphere of your influence, when you see evil, when you see wrong, then why did you just put up with it? When you're here, you're called here to have dominion. Okay, and evil only prevails when the righteous don't say anything, don't do anything. Evil prevails. But I guarantee if you will start, amen, from your spirit man, start looking at that thing and start speaking to it, start decreeing, start standing up against it. Amen. Representing God and his kingdom. Now God has a reference point. Now God can come down because truth is being released into a situation. Amen. A proclamation is being made that God can honor, that God has ordained, that is part of his kingdom, and he wants his kingdom manifested. But too often we just play around with stuff and we just see it and we don't want to get involved, don't want to get in trouble, don't want to rock the boat, don't want to cause any waves, you know, don't want to get fired. I don't want them mad at me. I'm not talking about we get rude and foolish and stupid. I don't mean that. But I mean truth. I love what the Hebrew boy said all the time. We are not careful, O King, to answer you in this matter. We're not careful. We're not mincing our words. We know what's going to happen, but we're not careful. We're not afraid to answer you. We are set on a course. And if you put us in the fire, God is able to deliver us. But if he don't, that's okay. Because we're not going to budge. We're not going to bow to another God. But how often do we compromise for the sake of, you know, making it, for the sake of hanging in there, for the sake of, you know, not wanting to cause any trouble? So we don't say anything. And understand what I mean. There's a balance here because we don't go around looking for trouble. There are certain things that confront you that you need to confront with the word. You need to say something. You need to confront with the word. I guarantee if you'll stand up for the word will stand up for you. All of heaven will back you up. Come on, tell somebody, you need to proclaim some things. Come on, you need to proclaim some things over your business, over your house, over your body, over your children, into your environment, over your territory, over your neighbor. Proclaim some things. The devil is a lie. This is not what's going to happen here. I don't receive that. I renounce that. I rebuke that in Jesus' name. Now you give God and the angels some material, some kindling to work with. Something to work with. Somebody need to stand up and cause their voice to be heard. Because see, the kingdom is here right now. And everything involved in kingdom work is available to you right now. But oh, is there anybody that will stand up and be counted and decree until change comes? Hello, until your change comes. Amen. That's how the disciples were. They rejoiced when they were beaten. They had the most hostile mobs and adversity in that generation known to man. The cross, the most wicked and diabolical death to be died was during that time. They were transitioning. Look at somebody tell them, something's got to change. See, Zechariah was of the old order. And when the angel Gabriel came to him with the message, he didn't believe it. Amen. Tell somebody, you got to believe this. Get from around people that don't believe stuff. You know, you have to interact with people. Get from around them. Stop letting them get in your ear all the time. They don't have an ounce of faith. They don't talk the principle of the word. They don't talk the word at all. Just stop listening to that foolishness. You keep your mind clear. Keep your heart pure so you have faith when you need it. Amen. When you come up against some opposition, you got something to overcome that with. So listen to all that junk, garbage in, garbage out. Guard your heart. Guard your mind. Zechariah didn't believe, so God shut his mouth. And God said, I'm coming through your lineage, but I got to shut your mouth. Because you don't believe. And what once blessed the people, he couldn't bless them anymore. He just had to wave at them. That's all he could do. Because that was the priest's office. That was what they did. After they did their administration, they would bless the people. God was letting them know, I got something new on the horizon here. What used to bless you ain't going to bless you no more. Come on, this is the end of something and the beginning of something else. And it came in the form of John the Baptist. Amen, the forerunner, the one that went before. Amen. You know, John never went into a temple. John didn't even look the part. Never put on a priestly garb. Ate wild honey and locusts, or locusts and wild honey, whichever it was. But that's what he ate. Stayed out in the wilderness. Never went into the temple. Look at somebody, tell him God was starting something new. See, you got to understand something. This is not the temple. We are the temple. Come on, this is not the temple. See, at one time, it was the temple. It was the glory of Israel. Peter and them said, Lord, behold the glory of this temple. Jesus said, yeah, there's coming a day when not one stone will be left upon another. Amen. When that happened, the Lord left. He left. That was no longer the way. Amen. See, some of us are stuck in some stuff that used to work for us. Amen. But I'm here to tell you tonight, it's time to take it to another level. Amen. Amen. Where you've been petitioning and petitioning and praying and asking. It's time to bump it up a notch and start declaring some stuff. Start proclaiming some stuff to be so. Start heralding some stuff. It is so because I said so. I'm a child of the King and I'm authorized in a kingdom to establish a domain right here among these domains. And all these other domains shall become God's domain. Look at somebody, tell him, you are his instrument. Here you are loaded for bear. You can take out an army and here you running for your life. Afraid. The Lord told me this week, he said, get ready. Those three dimensions that I've talked to you about, Judah, Issachar, and Zebulun. He said, get ready for Issachar. You're going to understand your environment. You're going to understand time. You're going to understand where you are. See, a lot of people, you just kind of guess. God said, no, get ready. Issachar is coming on you.
We are continuing in our series entitled Dominion. Today's message, Proclamation. Everywhere Jesus went, the kingdom manifested. We as people of God have that same authority in the earth. The earth is groaning for the body of Christ to take its rightful position. The devil is guilty of identity theft. We are weak when we should be strong. The Bible says in 1 Peter 2:9, but ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, an holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. The power of God is truly made manifest when we declare and proclaim his word. Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll-free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.